VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? Leela here. Have you ever been inside a factory? Whether it's small-scale, everything-by-hand kind of production or a massive assembly line production, seeing how things get made is pretty cool. I think it's especially interesting when the process requires a lot of steps and tools to produce something that would take one person ages if they tried to make it all by themselves. Like the process of making a wheel of a car in today's video. Be sure to check it out if you haven't already. The host, Norm Nakamura, visits a Japanese factory that makes car wheels for a company called BBS and takes us along for the tour. In the meantime, let's get to the sentence of the day. I spent nearly an entire day wandering around the factory and getting a feel for it. The scale of things was truly impressive to see. Here are some pronunciation tips to keep in mind while you're working on that sentence. First one, wandering versus wondering. Be careful with the vowel sound in here because it'll completely change the meaning of the word. We want wandering. Wandering, not wondering. Next one, an entire. These are two words that you can link together so it'll flow more smoothly. An entire. Last tip, around the. Once again, you'll want to link these two words together. You don't need to take so much time to really emphasize the D sound in the word around. So it should sound like this. Around the. Around the. All right, let's hear the sentence of the day one more time, a little more slowly. I spent nearly an entire day wandering around the factory and getting a feel for it. The scale of things was truly impressive to see. Let's check out some vocabulary words from the sentence. Number one, truly. This adverb is used to emphasize that what you are saying is true. For example, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I truly thought you could hear me coming. Number two, impressive. This is an adjective, and if someone is impressive, you admire or respect that person for their special skills or abilities. For example, your painting skills have come a long way. It's really impressive. Number three, scale. This noun means the size or level of something, especially when this is large. For example, it's an optical illusion. The scale of the chair makes it look like you're really small. Last one, get a feel for something. This phrase means to begin to understand how to do something well. For example, it took me about a week, but I'm getting a feel for the new user interface. Watching today's video, I was just as amazed as the host at the amount of work and the attention to detail that goes into manufacturing a car wheel. When the guys at BBS had the host test drive a car, first with the original rims and then with the BBS rims, Nakamura admitted at first that he was a little nervous. Would he actually be able to tell the difference? Oh yeah, he could tell. He tried to explain the difference, but sometimes it's hard to put into words. You kind of just have to experience it for yourself. It's kind of like when I tried fresh, handmade muaji or mochi for the first time. I was already totally familiar with muaji. I had eaten it a bunch of times before and liked it. But one day, a friend said, "No, no, no. If you haven't tried handmade muaji, you have no idea what you're missing." So I tried some, and whoa! The experience was totally different. The handmade stuff was, I don't know, chewier? Bouncier? Somehow smoother and more alive? I'm not sure how to describe it, but for sure, there is a difference. Factory-made muaji has no soul, said my friend. And now that I have a basis for comparison, I can totally agree. What about you? What's something that you thought was, you know, okay, just fine, until you experienced a higher quality version? Can you still go back to the lower quality one and enjoy it? Let me know in the comments. And as always, hit that record button when you're ready with your sentence. Catch you next time.